We start talking about what we want to forget. Her life story and mine are the same. We both lost someone and only have ourselves to blame. But here I am again, mixing misery and gin, sitting with all my friends and talking to myself. I'd look like I'm having a good time, but any fool can sure tell that this honky-tonk heaven really makes you feel like hell.
Maurice Tanny from 77 El Diora, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
I bet the next one I call won't even answer at all. I've got those teleop blues. His wife will say he's shopping or is up in the loft, or else she'll tell me off because his miffy's gone soft. I've called up 8 cinemas and 43 wimpy bars, and everyone was engaged. I bet that when I die they will put up a plaque saying R.I.P. but she'll ring you back. 'Cause till the day that I drop, I still be calling that shop. I've got those teleop blues. And another thing, I'm getting more and more bored with all those blokes from abroad. I've got those teleop blues. Lion's mate expect me to sit here and sell, when every second dealer is called Mr. Patel. When you're dialing, when you're dialing, the whole world seems Hindu. I try my darndest to please, but I cannot speak Maltese or answer questions in Greek. And though I do my best, yet and I feel a burk offering fruity blue to a Randy Turk. That's one CTM I won't be calling again. I've got those teleop blues. Let me tell you about it. I've got those teleop. Yeah, those teleops. I've got those teleop blues. Shoot, shabby, dooby, doo, boo. That's jazz.
Spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I wanna be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray and step around the heart of it. New York, New York. I wanna wake up in the city that doesn't sleep, to find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. My little down blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'd make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York. New York, New York. I wanna wake up in the city that doesn't sleep, to find I'm king of the hill, the list, cream of the crop, and the top of the heap. My little down blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'd make it.
Thanks a lot, Glenn. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Glenn.
Try to imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal. Protonic reversal.
Protonic reversal.
With Conan Neutron.
If you're looking for the very best in post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock that doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock, tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
You know, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.
Oh, give me a break. Lowell George that's it. He's in from Los Angeles for a couple of days, and he plays in a band called Little Feet, and he sings. He's a singer and guitar player and a writer. And for those of you who can't see, he's cute too. Anyway, we all don't normally play together. He just obliged to sit in tonight. Is that a transitive verb? Obliged? Oh, that's for China. Gotta wait for John to get that stuff. All right, I'm trying to think of something to do. Yeah, but you could. Oh, yeah, well, let's do that. Oh, you could play. Can you play in D? We're going to do a Stevie Winwood song. Sorry about all this tuning. It must be strange when you're not looking. All those people. people out in Radio Land. Fasten your seatbelts. Drinking Dr. Pepper. Oh, give me a break, Lowell. Lowell George is that's it. He's in from Los Angeles for a couple of days, And he plays in a band called Little Feet, and he sings. He's the singer and guitar player and the writer. And for those of you who can't see, he's cute too. Anyway, we all don't normally play together. He just obliged to sit in tonight. Is that a transitive verb? Obliged? Oh, that's for China. Gotta wait for John to get that stuff. All right, I'm trying to think of something to do. Yeah, but you could. Oh, yeah, well, let's do that. Oh, you could play. Can you play in D? We're going to do a Stevie Winwood song. Sorry about all this tuning. It must be strange when you're not looking. All those people out in radio land. Fasten your seatbelts. you. Ooh. Well, let's keep drinking Dr. Pepper. That's all right.
Touching these fucking bags, I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss off.
Thank you. Nosotros tenemos más influencia con tus hijos que tú tienes, pero los queremos. Creado y regado de la misión Radio Valencia.
This story is The Witch's Vacation. When you hear this sound, you'll know it's time to turn the page. Now, let's begin. We know a witch. She lives next door. My brother and I have so much fun with her. We never like to go away from home. But last summer, we had to go to camp. We felt bad because the witch wasn't coming with us. It was raining when we got to camp. They gave us a tent number, and we ran to find the tent. When we saw the tent, we were afraid to go inside. What a surprise! We all put on our bathing suits, but we couldn't go swimming. It was raining even harder now. Then I saw something funny. In just one spot on the beach, it was not raining at all. And someone was there waving at us. Guess who it was? The other kids thought our friend was funny looking. One of them made fun of her bathing suit. The witch just smiled and turned him into a terrific swimmer. But just for a minute. Then she gave all the kids some water wings to play with. My brother built a sandcastle, but a big kid knocked it down. It didn't matter. The witch helped my brother build another sandcastle. We were so glad that our witch was with us again. The next day, she packed a picnic basket. But by the time we got to the picnic grounds, all the tables were taken. So we ate on the witch's picnic tablecloth. Then everyone hiked to Lookout Point. The big kids left us far behind. The witch just smiled. She said we would get to the top first. And we did. The witch helped to make camping fun for everyone. One night, the cook couldn't get the campfire going. It looked as if we would not have a weenie roast that night. Our good witch came to the rescue. Having a witch at camp makes a big difference. It was turning out to be a wonderful vacation. Our witch was there the day I wanted to go riding. There was just one horse left. The kids called her Old Nelly Bones. I called her Nelly the Great. And she was. When we wanted to go sailing, the witch found a sailboat. Just the right size for us. One day I took out a rowboat so my brother could go fishing. He wasn't having much luck until... The witch let him use her broom for a fishing pole. After a while, the witch went ashore to take a nap. We were having so much fun that we didn't see where we were going. There was a waterfall ahead and we couldn't stop. We tried the witch's broom. It only works for witches. I wished for the witch as hard as I could. Back at the camp, the witch woke up. She knew we were in trouble. But she didn't have her broom. How could she get to us in time? In a wink, she changed the water to ice. And rushed to save us. Good old witch. We flew back to camp. The witch changed the ice back to water, and we celebrated by having a swimming party. It was the best vacation ever, thanks to our witch.
Any teenager are as concerned as their parents with the public's conception of today's youth. These students are portraying what we consider bad taste in school attire and behavior. This student is wearing an ankle bracelet, dungarees, and dropped earrings. This student is wearing an extremely tight skirt and tight sweater, open shirt, black jacket, dungarees are mentioned in the code as not proper school attire. This group is our ideal of the proper school attire and social behaviors of the Hicksville Junior High students. Any teenager are as concerned as their parents with the public's conception of today's youth. These students are portraying what we consider bad taste in school attire and behavior. This student is wearing an ankle bracelet, dungarees and dropped earrings. This student is wearing an extremely tight skirt and tight sweater. Open shirt, black jacket, dungarees are mentioned in the code as not proper school attire. This group is our ideal of the proper school attire and social behaviors of the Hicksville Junior High students.
My style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler. A wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
Crime.
So is that why your nickname was General Butt Naked?
Even Papua New Guineans from the coast find life in the highlands pretty wild.
If the enemy dares to invade even an inch, the Revolutionary Armed Forces, where the whole country has been turned into an impregnable fortress, and the whole people have been equipped with arms, will smite aggressors mercilessly.
Nose hair, lint gland.
Este es el programa número uno.
With Karen Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco, Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio Valencia.
Hi, my name is Louis, and I'm here to tell you about a new dance called the Touchy. It is a wonderful idea for people to get together and touch. You can dance now touching hand to hand, foot to foot, shoulder to shoulder, nose to nose, ear to ear, or foot to nose, or what have you. I made this recording all by myself. I play every instrument that you will hear, including harps, bells, scratchers, Moog synthesizers, and what have you. The first thing I have to do is this. A touchy, to be a touchy, must have a wild trumpet introduction. Did you hear that ending? Pa, 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 pa. Unless it has that ending, it is not a touch. And I'll tell you why. That ending, pa, 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 means one, two, touch no more. And that's how you break. And that's how you stop. Otherwise, you would keep touching and touching and touching. Beep, 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 beep